So this is a story about getting kind of buying a kind of an empty bag, I guess, really.
Being sold a pup, as they say, being ripped off, whatever you want to say. This morning we are celebrating the human spirit that thinks, against all its better judgment, that it can get a bargain that nobody else can see. What happened to you, Jamie?
Well, I'm in a mixed marriage, and my mother-in-law comes from Trinidad, and my mum comes from Norfolk.
Okay.
And on the way down, they came down to see us and to see their new granddaughter, and they decided to... We sent them down for a couple of days. We started to send them out the West End to go shopping.
Yeah.
And they see this magical, fantastic thing of these little dancing Mickey and Minnie Mouses.
I've seen those.
Every time you bought one.
Radio, I got one. I brought it into the studio. I showed it to Dan. It
does. I'm coming to you're no further witnesses. Jamie, yeah. Tell us first about this preposterous thing, and then we'll introduce
every
the star
time, every time they turn the music up, the little Mickey Mouse dancers, and every
But they're kind of like wafer-thin paper, aren't they?
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
have no visible means of
no
support.
No visible means of support. There they are magically dancing.
And they're, and they're dancing away, and you think, that'll be perfect.
Yeah, yeah, with little kind of shoes on and little kind of bits of rope or wool for legs.
So of course you'd buy them. So you bought it, and what
the two grandmothers, one from Norfolk, one from Trinidad, thinking this is like some kind of new technological, this is hot stuff in London. They decide to buy it. They buy one each. They're in competition with the affections of the granddaughter.
Alright.
And they come home with these fantastic things, and they explain to my wife how they work, and as they open them, all they find is a piece of paper and a string.
It's a piece of paper and a string, and there is...
and they paid a fiver each.
Now, bringing in now, call Alice Moss.
Reporting the duty.
Yeah. You didn't laugh as much as the rest of us at that story. Could you tell us why?
Well, I saw the very same, highly engineered examples of Walt Disney, Mickey and Minnie,
I don't think they're official Disney product, but we'll look into that, yeah?
The thing is, they do fool you, because, there they are, dancing away on the pavement. Regent Street was where I saw them. And I couldn't see the string either.
I'm trying so hard to be surprised.
I actually stood and watched for a long time and wondered how they worked.
Now, you are you're a trained news journalist.
Yeah.
And you brought that into the studio and said, look what I've bought. And I fell off my chair and said, you didn't! Not from the fella out on a... Was there a West Indian woman and a Norfolk woman in front? Yes, there were. Thank you very much indeed for that, Jamie. I think total sales of those things, 3. We have now tracked down all 3 purchases. But I remember when you brought that in.
Yeah.
It was a rip-off, wasn't it?
But no, mind you, I can't say that I kept them. I don't know what
happened to them. Or ever used them.
Them? More than one?
No, there were 2. There was a Minnie and a Mickey.
And did you ever successfully make them make any kind of terpsichore?
Terpsichore?
Dance.
No.
So when you say you don't feel short-changed at all, it was a good purchase, this is based upon what science?
It was a poor purchase. But you see, this goes back to years. This goes back to my first trip to London as a little girl, being taken up to London for a wedding.
Stop trying to break the jury's
No. You see, everything's circular.
Objection.
And my father stopped and bought me some kind of clockwork toy.
Yeah.
It was evening, it was London, it was my first impression of the big city, and there are all these little clockwork babies crawling around in front of this table.
Calling Mr. Prost. Mr. Prost, you wrote her in remembrance of things past. Does this woman's testimony stand up to you? So you bought these things purely as a tribute
to
childhood.
Yeah, in a sense, yes.
Okay.
Well, it reminded me of happy times.
You know, if I fade Jamie up, he'd still be laughing at you.
Probably, yeah.